Blog Talk Radio.
Good Thursday morning, everybody, and you're tuned in to At the Quarter Pole. On this Thursday, January 28th, 2021. Thank you for tuning in. I am Eddie the Hat, and of course, I go solos on Thursday mornings and Sunday evenings. And of course, Hondo will be back in the studio with us on Saturday. So, anyway, thank you for joining us. We're brought to you by Horse Racing Selections.com, and folks, we have a horse racing report plus selections that we put out each race day, and also you can visit the website, sign up for our weekly newsletter, Backstretch Chatter, which is distributed every Thursday morning, and our members have already gotten this week's newsletter delivered, and we invite you to do that as well, and sign up. It's free, and you get all sorts of informative information every week delivered to your email inbox. So visit us at horseracing-selections.com. All right, we talked about it Sunday evening. It happened. Santa Anita has canceled their Friday card tomorrow due to rain in the forecast. Yeah, I know. You know, you've heard me say this many times back in the old days when I was growing up. It meant nothing to go to the track in a driving rainstorm and stand out in the grandstand and watch the horses run by. Didn't bother them then, and certainly the atmosphere has changed. The social consciousness has changed, and it's cruel and unusual to run the horses on and off track. Okay. And you know, I've said it before, one of the interesting aspects of when it rained, the mud, was to handicap the mudders. Yeah, horses that had breeding that really ran better on and off track, muddy, sloppy, whatever. We've lost that element of handicapping. And unfortunately, it was fun. It was fun. If it was raining and, you'd pick up the newspaper. In my case, it was the Herald Examiner with the Professor Gordon Jones, Jerry Ananucci, all the guys. And we would kiddingly tell our friends, well, looks like I'm going to have to handicap some mudders today. Well, that's what it was. A lot of fun, a lot of nice price horses, horses that on a sloppy racetrack that had speed, that faded on a fast track, could wire their rivals easily on a sloppy racetrack because it was hard to come from off the pace. Get a horse out there, he doesn't get mud thrown back at him, he's out there on his own, see ya, and you'd cash tickets on that. So unfortunately, it looks like those days, as well as the downhill turf racing, has gone by the wayside. And anyway, in Santa Anita's defense, and I got to give them some props, they were looking ahead, and as far as gamblers go, it's nice to have a little bit of predictability. In other words, if you're handicapping a race on the dirt, obviously you want it on the dirt. If you're handicapping a turf race, you want it on the turf. And if it gets switched to the dirt, it can kind of mess things up a little bit. So I can understand them canceling the turf racing this weekend, which, you know, they have done. And the two turf races that were scheduled this weekend, the Grade 2 San Marcos and the Baffle on Sunday, both have been canceled, and they will be contested next week. So they're going to move those two races, the turf races, next week. But as far as canceling Friday's card, I don't know. Supposedly the forecasts are showing three straight days of rain. That was supposed to have been yesterday. From what I understand, down in the San Gabriel Valley, it was clear. So, but up to 5 inches in some of the mountain areas of the San Gabriel Valley is forecasted. So we'll see. And the bulk of it was supposed to have hit on Friday. So we'll see how right the weather men are, and how right Santa Anita was in canceling the program. It's been done. Can't complain too much about it. Well, we can complain, but there's nothing we can do about it. Obviously, the day will be made up later as the meet goes on, so we can expect probably a Monday card in the future to make up for this cancellation. So, but anyway, racing is off tomorrow. So we're going to have an abbreviated show for you this morning, because normally we cover Saturday's racing on Saturday, on Horse Racing Today. So we'll take a peek ahead. Yes, I will give you an advanced free play for Saturday and all that good stuff. And good news, positive news, Saturday's card is an 8-race card. It's okay, honestly. Past performances were released yesterday afternoon, early evening. The card was drawn yesterday. Sunday's card is being drawn this morning. So if you're looking for past performances, those will be available for you later on in the day. But the card on Saturday is okay. We're kind of looking forward to maybe a little bit of residual moisture in the track. Remember, they can't seal the track anymore and race on it. So that's another decision. The powers to be here in California, because of breakdowns and that, have said that they can't seal the track and then race on it. So they have to seal it and then let it be. And then hopefully the weather clears, and then they do their thing. You know, I've been jokingly saying that horse racing here in California is going by the way of baseball. And if there's any rain, they, you know, we have to cancel. So maybe they should just think about getting a tarp, putting a tarp on the track. And, you know, I don't know. Anyway, we are looking at a potential mudder, if you can say that. I say that tongue-in-cheek. On Saturday, and so we're looking at him rather closely. We're still deep in the bowels of Saturday's card right now, so to speak, trying to figure things out and look ahead to see what the track is going to be like. Is it going to be maybe a little bit on the heavy side? Is you know, speed going to be you know, prominent, or a horse is going to be coming from off the pace? And our card for Saturday will be available. We're going to try to have it available sometime tomorrow on Friday, so you'll be able to purchase it off of horseracing-selections.com. and we'll get that ready for you. Something changes, it could be available later tonight. You know, we like to get things done ahead of time so that, you know, everybody can make plans and start putting their tickets together. But we don't want to compromise our quality with, you know, getting it out there. So anyway, check often, and we should be having the Saturday card shortly. There is a huge Pick 6 single ticket jackpot of $710,207.56. 710-207-56, and that is definitely worth doing your homework for Saturday. And it's getting close to a million, and you know what that means. Everybody and their brother, instead of playing the lotto, is going to be looking at maybe, you know, betting a, you know, a pick six ticket. So purses are going to be swelling, and I imagine this weekend it's going to be, the purses are going to be huge in the pick six. So do your homework early. 8 race card, first post on Saturday at 12:30, and we'll be going over Saturday and Sunday's card on our show, Horse Racing Today, which airs from 8 to 8:30 a.m. on Saturday. Okay, so we got that out of the way. Let's take a walk down to the paddock and give you the updated jockey and trainer standings as they are through Sunday. We have Juan Hernandez leading the way with 22, Umberto Rispoli with 18, Joel Rosario with 15, Flavian Pratt and Abel Cedillo tied with 14, Ricardo Gonzalez with 8, Tyler Bays and Mario Gutierrez with 7, Jessica Pfeiffer with 5, and Drayden Van Dyke rounds it out with 4. Turn the page to the trainer standings. Doug O'Neill and Peter Miller tied with 10. Bob Baffert with 9. John Sadler, 8. Phil D'Amato, 7. Then we have Richard Baltas and Mike Pipey tied with 6. Mark Glatt, Kristen Mulhall nodded with 5. And R.B. Hess with 4 wins. And the owner standings, Ruiz Racing and Redham Racing lead the way, tied with 4. All right, we're going to take a timeout, and when we come back, we're going to finish off this Thursday version of At the Quarter Pole. And again, folks, it's going to be abbreviated this morning because, well, quite simply, with nothing to talk about racing tomorrow, with the card being canceled, we're going to pass that, the bulk of the Saturday card, on to our Saturday show. So, but this is your heads up. Go refresh that adult beverage of choice, maybe a cup of coffee, some tea, and we will be right back. January 28th, 2021. Thank you for tuning in. I am Eddie the Hat, and quick reminder, folks, that racing is canceled tomorrow due to inclement weather, and racing will resume at Santa Anita on Saturday. First post 12:30, 8 race card, and they are drawing Sundays today. So heads up on that, and past performances will be available later on this afternoon. All right, interesting horse that ran over the weekend. We like to point these out. Horses that have multiple claims, shakes, however you want to call it, indicate it's a good handicapping tool, because what it does is it tells you that this horse is sought after. Now, when trainers and owners write out that check before they put in the claim, they've done their homework, folks. They've done their due diligence. They don't just say, well, you know, that horse looks pretty, let's go buy him. She's a gray, I love grays, let's buy her for $25,000. It doesn't work that way. There's a little bit of homework and research that's done, and there's usually a game plan that's put into place. Okay, we're going to claim this particular horse, and there's a turf race in 3 weeks that we're going to run him in. And that's, you know, they don't just really just shoot from the hip here. So when a horse has 9 claims in for him, that's substantial. 7, 6, pretty common. There was a horse that ran that we talked about earlier, Alvaro, who had 8 claims in for him. And this is of note, interesting. So you're going to want to jot this down. On the 23rd, which was Saturday, Respectfully, who is a filly, had 9 claims in for her. Okay? And the new, I'm not reading this right here. It looks like Ryan Hansen is the new trainer here. So you're going to want to write this name down respectfully and see where she surfaces next, because that's significant. When you've got 9 claims in, you've got 9 trainers wanting this horse, and she is a 3-year-old filly. So somebody's got some plans for her. So anyway, keep an eye on her respectfully when she surfaces. And that was the hot claim from this weekend. All right, let's look a little bit ahead to Saturday. Not a lot, but a little. We're going to give you a free play, which is we're also going to give it to you on Saturday morning. When we give out free plays, folks, we don't give out 4 or 5. And then if one of them wins, then we brag. We give out a free play. It's the same horse to everybody. Keeps it honest, keeps it transparent. And our free plays, we put a little bit of time and effort into them. Don't think that when we give you a free horse, it's just, oh, you know, let's give him this horse. No, it doesn't work that way. Why? It's pretty understandable why, because our free plays that we give out that run on the Santa Anita website under the handicapping, on our website and on social media, it's free advertising, and that's the way we look at it. So we want to give you a horse that's going to win, so that you people will say, whoa, these guys know what they're doing. Okay? So that's why we put a lot of time and effort into our free plays. So we don't give out several. We give out one, and it goes to everybody. All right? We don't switch them up. And we like a horse in the fourth race, and I'm going to get to it in just a second, but I want to point out another positive that Santa Anita has done in their racing office. They've gotten very, very creative with the conditions of races. The fourth race on Saturday is a maiden optional claiming. Huh? Yeah, maiden optional claiming. We usually don't have those in maidens. They're either maiden claimers or they're maiden special weights. But now we have a maiden optional claiming $35,000 purse. And let me read you the conditions. For maidens, fillies, and mares, 4-year-olds and upward, that were bought at auction for $150,000 or less, or horses making their fifth start or more, or a claiming price of $50,000. Pretty creative. That's pretty creative. I looked at that yesterday, and I was like, "What in the world?" And then I dug deeper in it, and then I was able to figure it out. But you know what they're getting at here. And in other words, this is kind of for low price horses that are sold at auction or higher price horses. And that's what we've got in here. We've got a lot of high-priced horses that sold at auction that are still maidens, okay? Miss Malicious, the rail horse, sold at auction for $280,000, is 0 for 7. Looking to get even, 0 for 10, $300,000 auction purchase, okay? And then, okay, those are the two high-priced. Then you've got the two-horse, This T, who's 0 for 7 as well, $135,000 auction. Now, you get a lot of horses that sell $50,000, $35,000, you know, less. That might be 0 for 10. But when you get up there with a auction purchase that's $300,000 and up, that's pretty significant, especially when the horse is 0 for 10. But we like the three horse here, Looking to Get Even. And Mike Smith is going to ride this 4-year-old daughter of Ghost Zapper back. And she showed some signs of life in her last race. She raced evenly, made a premature move, and flattened out. Well, with the conditions on Saturday of this race, and the fact that she's running really against her own kind, we are intrigued by her, and we're going to give her the push here. That is the three, Looking to Get Even. So our normal win and place bet is certainly comes into play. I can't tell you really yet whether or not this horse is a single in the pick six because we don't have the morning line out yet. I kind of think she's probably, she went off at 6-1 last time. I'm thinking with the race she ran a decent third, beaten 2.5. She was wide. She's probably going to be 2-1, 5-2. So, but we want to wait until we pull the trigger and give her out as a single. But definitely win in place on this gal. And if you tune in on Saturday, we're going to tell you more about her. As we kind of figure things out. But we really like her, and we think she's going to run well. James Cassidy is a good trainer and very competent. And the fact that she's coming off of the turf to run on the dirt really doesn't concern us all that much because at Los Al she showed a dirt race, which was very competitive, beaten 3.25 lengths. When she ran third. So she fits here, and she's going to handle the track, I'm sure, without any problems at all. Interesting little tidbit here. None of these horses are in for the tag for $50,000. So that's another good thing. You've got some of these high-priced auction purchases. The connections haven't given up on them yet. They don't want to offer them for, you know, for a $50,000 claim. So that's another good thing. And the other good thing is this is a competitive race. This is going to be a fun race to watch, even though there's only six horses in here. It's a six-horse field. It's going to be interesting watching this race unfold. So, but anyway, Looking to Get Even, fourth race, number three, $2 to win in place is what we suggest. Of course, you can certainly go higher if your budget, you know, that's that. We like her quite a bit, and I'm looking at her right now, and I'm thinking, yeah, she's definitely a definitely a play. And she's cutting back in distance from a mile and an eighth to a mile. So she looks definitely like the play on Saturday. All right, quick reminder while we have some time to burn here. I want to remind everybody that we're on three times a week, Thursday mornings from 6:30 to 7 for the show at the quarter pole. And what we do is we kind of kick off the week of racing on Thursday for you. On Saturday, we come back with Horse Racing Today from 8 to 8:30 a.m. And we talk about the weekend racing. And then on Sunday is the hidden gem of all of the shows, and that is At the Wire, where we give you horses to watch, horses that are coming out of weekend races that caught our eye, and we tell you these horses, obviously, and we do a little bit of explanation sum up the trip that the horse got. And it's important because these are future plays that when they come back, they're going to be live. And they might not be live to the general public. And we had a nice horse that came off of our list on Sunday, Basil Flavor at 1440, was off of our horse to watch list. And so we produced some decent priced horses, not all of them, but some of them. That come back and pay good prices. Unfortunately, with the internet and social media and the availability now of the tapes, it's not quite as easy as it was back in the day when they had the race replays on TV. That's right, I'm dating myself, but Channel 56, KDOC, every race night had the replays on. And handicappers would videotape. They would tape the race replays and then go back and watch them numerous times. Didn't have much of a life back then. I don't have much of a life now. But that's how we did it. But unfortunately now, it's not as easy to come up with a horse. It's usually general knowledge. But sometimes it happens. And we got lucky with Basil Flavor because I didn't think she was going to pay $14.40. But she did, and our clients cashed a nice ticket. All right, well, that's going to do it for us this morning. I went on a lot longer than I thought I was going to be able to. Remember, racing returns on Saturday, 12:30, 8-race card, over a $700,000 pick-six single-ticket jackpot carryover. And we'll be back with you on Saturday morning. And, folks, until then, do your homework. And if you need help, visit us at horseracing-selections.com, and we'll certainly do that for you. Cash them tickets. Have a great rest of your Thursday, and we'll be talking to you again soon.